the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Badly needed food and supplies could be headed to starving Palestinians in Gaza soon. The U.S. military finished installing a support for deliveries today. Correspondent Cammy McCormick has our top story.
A U.S.-built floating pier is now anchored to a beach in Gaza, and two ships filled with aid are on their way from Cyprus. Once that aid arrives, though, there will be many of the same obstacles, including a lack of fuel to deliver it. The pier could handle about 100 trucks or more a day, but it's not clear whether that many will be available.
It's been more than a week since food has gotten through two main border crossings in southern Gaza. In California, police in riot gear have cleared scores of pro-Palestinian protesters from campus at UC Irvine. Dozens were taken into custody, including this professor.
We cannot have a genocidal foreign policy in a democracy. These young people are going to be the ones that have to pay the price for these horrible decisions.
The Supreme Court's ordering Louisiana to hold this year's congressional elections using a House map with a second, mostly black district stretching from Baton Rouge to Shreveport. Tia Fields lives there.
For me, being able to have a second black congressional district means that my children have an opportunity to want to aspire to be more and to be impactful change makers.
State Republicans and black voters say they needed intervention to avoid confusion ahead of the November elections. An investigation's underway after a barge crashed into a bridge in Galveston, Texas. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
From the air, the damage is clear. A barge that broke loose while being towed slammed into the bridge linking Pelican Island to Galveston, Texas. The collision brought down a portion of elevated train tracks and left a trail of spilled oil in the water.
No injuries reported and damage to the bridge is minimal. After decades of decline, Detroit's population is finally growing. New numbers from the Census Bureau show other Northeast and Midwest cities rebounding as well, but the South still dominating. Forbes has just released its list of highest paid athletes.
Suddenly, red shirts flooding back. Chance for Cristiano Ronaldo!
Portuguese soccer star with an estimated $260 million salary thanks to his deal with the Saudi League. Live Golf pays off for a Spaniard.
Rahm wins the Masters Marathon.
John Rahm is number two on Forbes' list with $198 million in earnings on the field and another $20 million off. S&P futures are up three. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is sponsored by Marcy's on Main. Their all-you-can-eat dinner specials will knock your boots off. Go to WRJN.com and click the big deals tab for 30% savings.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's been a week since Ascension first announced their outage. Electronic health records at its facilities are still offline, causing delays. Healthcare workers are back to using pen, paper, and fax machines to conduct business. The hospital company says they're working with cybersecurity experts to assess the extent of the attack. Home sales in Racine and Kenosha went in different directions last month. In year-to-year sales from the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors, Racine County saw a 3.5% decline in home sales from April of 2023. Kenosha County home sales were up almost 7%. The realtors warn in their new numbers that there is a significant long-term danger if there's not new single-family and condominium units built. Beaches in Kenosha are about to be cleaned up. The Kenosha Yacht Club Foundation is joining forces with the Alliance for the Great Lakes Adopt a Beach program. They're doing a beach cleanup Saturday at the Simmons Island Beach House. Garbage bags will be handed out at 9 a.m. to get that cleanup underway. About 85% of the litter removed from Great Lakes shorelines is plastic. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Brewers bombard the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Pittsburgh jumped out to an early 1-0 lead. Then the Brewers turned it into a home run derby. Milwaukee with five batters with home runs on the way to a 10-2 victory over the Pirates to win the series. It started with William Contreras and his shot to right field in the third. The Brewers' Joey Ortiz.
Yeah, usually William is the one to open the floodgates with anyone. He's hitting extremely well right now, and so when he gets going, it's pretty fun.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
You know, I was pleased with today's effort at the plate. You know, Ortiz, sneaky, has been good against righties and lefties, and Churio looks like he's gaining some confidence. Contreras is out of his mind. Like, it's epic what he's doing.
NFL schedules are out, and the Packers will be playing on Thanksgiving, this time in prime time at home against the Dolphins. College basketball, UW Green Bay introducing Doug Gottlieb as their new head basketball coach.
Places like Wisconsin, those are the places that are special, and it really feels like home. Like, Wisconsin's a place where people still wait for you at the airport.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly cloudy today with a chance of a scattered thunderstorm by late this afternoon into this evening. Our high right around 65. Tonight, scattered thunderstorm possible this evening, then clearing, our low 54. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 70. On Saturday, partly cloudy with a high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
One of the things I did not know before I got married that I found out after I got married is that every single day of my married life, I would be discussing the tone in my voice. I was not aware, as a single man, that I so often speak in the incorrect tone. I thought it was a marriage. Apparently, it's a musical. I walk around the house, one of those round black Glee Club things. How about that one? Am I getting closer? It's your tone. My tone? Yes, your tone. What's wrong with my tone? I don't like your tone. What do you want me to do? You better change your tone. Ever heard that? My actual speaking voice that I am using right now to communicate with you is not welcome in my house. That's why I'm out here talking to you.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day. And I'll send all my loving to you. I'll pretend that I'm missing the lips I and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll ride home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you. All my loving, darling, I'll be true. Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll ride home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you.
Better than the waking up with the Beatles, all my lovin'. Here at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. I'm Don Rosen, and Ringo was right. Ringo Starr said the other day that Paul McCartney was the workhorse of the Beatles. Man, he was. John Lennon, Paul McCartney. Oh, man. But I think Paul McCartney was the guy who pushed it. If you see the movie Let It Be, which is a documentary basically of the breakup of the Beatles, when you see the movie, you can tell. And for anybody that doubted that Yoko Ono broke up the Beatles, watch the movie Let It Be. Because they're at a recording session, actually a rehearsal to record. And she's constantly whispering into John's ear. And John will then tell the group what direction he wants to go in, because Yoko just whispered in his ear. And you can actually see Paul McCartney losing his patience and saying, this is it. I can't deal with Yoko, and I'm going on my own. You can see it if you watch the movie Let It Be. I have it on VHS when it first came out. Yoko put the kibosh on it, because when it first came out on VHS, she said, you don't have the right to do that. I didn't prove that. So they pulled it. Now I hear it's coming back completely restored. So that should be interesting to see that when it comes out. I hope they put that on the Blu-ray or something like that, so I can watch it whenever I feel like it, because I love the Beatles. All right, it's 6:10. Looking for a partly sunny day today with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs near 65. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Lows around 54. Now, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, sunny. High 66 tomorrow, 70 Saturday, 69 on Sunday. Doesn't that sound good? Well, today only, the WRJN Big Deal of the Day is Personal Touch by Julie Flores. Get a $40 certificate for just $20. That's half price. When's that half price? 20 goes into 40. Let me see. Carry the 2. Move the 3. Yes, it's half price. A Personal Touch by Julie is a family-run flower shop with a real brick-and-mortar store on the southeast corner of Spring Street and Newman in Mount Pleasant. Lots of pretty flowers for any occasion. I've always done my flower shopping at Julie's. They're really nice people. I think they also had a parrot in the store at one time, and I was playing with the parrot, and they said, don't do that. But I love the Personal Touch by Julie Flower Shops. Log on to WRJN.com, click on that Big Deals tab, and save half today. 50% off at Julie's Personal Touch. You got a lot of events coming up. You got some flowers you need, graduation, whatever, birthdays. Here it is, a $40 certificate. Good for just buy it for $20, half price. It's our big deal of the day, and it's today only. Log on to WRJN.com, click on that Big Deals tab, and save 50%. Let me see, that's 50%. Yeah, that is half off. You're right. All right. Just checking. It's 612 WRJN Radio coming up a little later on. Oh, we've got Mark Eichner coming in from the Racine Concert Band. They got a concert at Case High School we're going to talk about. And the summer concert series at the Racine Zoo. That's all straight ahead here. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Thanks for joining us here on this Thursday morning.
Look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising. Most definitely, a new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing. Ain't it beautiful? Ooh, crystal blue persuasion. We'll be right back.
crystal blue persuasion.
Park to Memorial Square downtown. Local news and timeless hits.
Well, I went to a dance just the other night. Everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag.
Dave Clark 5 over and over. WRJN local news, timeless hits. When I was a kid, my dad got tickets for the rehearsal. This is when, remember the Ed Sullivan Show? Do you remember that? It was live on Sunday nights. Well, we lived on the East Coast. It was live at 8 o'clock on Sunday nights on CBS. But what they did was they had a complete dress rehearsal in the afternoon, the entire show, dress rehearsal going right through the whole thing. And my dad got tickets for the dress rehearsal the day that Dave Clark 5 were on there. So I'm telling you, all the kids in the neighborhood, we're going to go see the Dave Clark 5 tonight on the Ed Sullivan Show. But in the afternoon, we were just going to go to the dress rehearsal because they had a full audience for that. And it's time to leave. It's like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And my parents said, nah, I don't feel like going. I said, what are you talking about? You're ruining my entire life. The Dave Clark 5, we have tickets. Nah, I don't feel like going. So we didn't go. I don't know how my dad got it. He knew somebody. So we had tickets to the rehearsal of the Ed Sullivan Show, and we never went. I told all the kids we were going. Hey, when you have lunch today, you having a sandwich? All right. Are you having tacos? Is that a sandwich? Well, a judge in Indiana said, yes, they are. You see, some guy wanted to open a Mexican place in a strip mall, but there was a contract. It said he can only sell made-to-order sandwiches, so he sued, claiming tacos and burritos are sandwiches. And guess what? The judge agreed.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at Your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop Your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. Shop local from the convenience of your home or smartphone.
Save on receiving big deals at WRJN.com.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at the Personal Touch by Julie, Racine's trusted experts in floral artistry for over 40 years. Just in time for graduation, they deliver beautiful, handcrafted arrangements right to your doorstep. It's an experience that boasts unparalleled floral design stemming from family traditions. On the corner of Spring Street and Newman Road in Mount Pleasant, go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and immediately receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificate. WRJN Big Deals.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Did Chris say 97 years? Oh, my goodness. No wonder why my back hurts. It's 622 at WRJN Local News. Timeless hits. Looking for a partly sunny day with a chance of showers. Right now, it's 47.
When I look back on all the crap I learned in high school, it's a wonder I can think at all. And my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Coda chrome, give us those nice bright colors. Give us the greens of summers. Makes you think all the world to the sunny. Looks worse in black and white.
Association, Never My Love, 629, local news, timeless hits, WRJN Radio. Looking for a partly sunny day today. Showers, thunderstorms likely with a high near 65. You know, you look outside, I just poked my nose outside, and I got to tell you, it doesn't look like showers and thunderstorms likely. And the same thing happened the other morning. I poked my nose out, and it looked beautiful. And then, you know, thunder and lightning later on in the day. I was coming in this morning. It was like an Alfred Hitchcock movie out there. So I'm driving down Main Street through downtown, and a seagull is parallel to me flying by my passenger, by my driver's side window. And he's flying right along with me while I'm driving. And I got nervous for a second. Then he flew right in front of my car. I get down toward 6th and Main, right downtown by Monument Square, and a seagull is walking across the street. Then I go down a little further, and other birds are flying right in front of my car. Going down 16th Street, there's another bird walking in the street. It was like an Alfred Hitchcock movie out there this morning. I said, what's going on here? It's the birds. All right. Georgia State University sent out some acceptance notices to students. Now, when you went to high school and you applied to college, weren't you excited when you got that envelope in the mail? I know I was accepted to three universities. I have only applied to three, and I got all three, so I was pretty lucky. And you're so excited, you know, welcome. You get that letter? Well, 1,500 people from high school that applied to Georgia State University got that welcome letter that said, congratulations, you're ready to start in the fall. Well, they weren't accepted. It was a goof. Not a goof, but a mistake, I guess. And all those kids then got retraction notices. Could you imagine being so excited? In Georgia State University, it's right there in Atlanta, right downtown Atlanta. It's a huge school. So now you're accepted, then you're not accepted. So you got to tell grandma and all the family members, I'm not going. I mean, they got to do something for these kids. 1,500. How does that happen? Hey, don't forget, today only, it's the WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Personal Touch by Julie Flores. Get a $40 certificate for just $20. Log on to WRJN.com. Click on the Big Deals tab and save half off today at Personal Touch by Julie. It's a one-day-only deal. Get them while they're there. There's not unlimited supply. So you got to get them first. First come, first served. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and get that half-price deal from the Personal Touch by Julie Flores. A $40 certificate for just 20 bucks.
This report is sponsored by Lee's Deli, serving Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Red Cross is helping a family of seven after that fire Tuesday night in Racine. No foul play is suspected, and an investigation into the cause continues. For a short time, first responders thought kids might have been inside the home on Howland, but that wasn't the case, and everyone got out safe. The fired Kenosha Unified teacher accused of grooming a 12-year-old has pleaded not guilty. Christian Enright was in court yesterday. He's accused of having an inappropriate relationship with an underage student. During the hearing, Enright's attorneys sought to have all 22 counts of disorderly conduct filed against him dismissed. They argued that the criminal complaint didn't contain facts for disorderly conduct charges. Those charges weren't dismissed, and Enright paid the $5,000 bond for his release. It's not just Timeless Hits making a return to Racine. A big event is going down at Festival Park. It's called a grand reopening event tomorrow and Saturday. It'll feature a Bavarian-style beer garden with a wide selection of German beers, craft beers, and hard cider. You can also get your fill of sausages and pretzels. Organizers call it family-friendly with live music both days. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Political candidates for some key geographic areas in Wisconsin better know agriculture. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. Four critical congressional districts in Wisconsin are among the strongest in the nation for agriculture. Where are they? Details on the way.
Over time, you want to work less of it, so you need your crop protection to work more of it. When you add Tapran or Last Chance Pro adjuvants from CHS, they will. Designed for maximum efficacy, Last Chance Pro improves the uptake and translocation of herbicides, while Tapran helps activate herbicides for better performance against tough-to-control weeds. Ask your local CHS retailer how Tapran and Last Chance Pro adjuvants can put your crop protection to work.
Four of Wisconsin's congressional districts rank among the highest in the nation for total number of farmers and total number of farms. Jason Mungnaini, Executive Director of Government Relations with the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation, says that means this fall's elections critical that agriculture is part of the conversation.
The Ag Census already showed us that Wisconsin's a top 10 producing state. But when you break it down even further by congressional district, you really see that some of our congressmen, some of our elected officials, and some of these districts really shine. And across the board, the third congressional district really is amongst that rank. And as, in terms of farms and farmers nationwide, the third congressional district is ranked 17th in the country out of all of the districts in the House of Representatives. The third congressional district is ranked 17th.
Jason Mungnaini, Executive Director of Government Relations for the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation. Now, the 3rd District is currently represented by Congressman Derek Van Orden. He also sits currently on the House Agriculture Committee. The other top congressional districts in Wisconsin include the 7th, which is far northern Wisconsin, represented by Congressman Tiffany. The 2nd, which is south central Wisconsin, represented by Mark Pocan. The 6th, which is the Lakeshore, represented by Representative Grothman. And the 8th District, that's Northeast Wisconsin, formerly represented by Congressman Mike Gallagher.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
Never enough time to bring you all the food and farming news we'd like, so why don't you check out our website for more, MidwestFarmReport.com. And don't forget, listen to our podcast playlist. I'm PM Yonke.
Mostly cloudy today with a chance of a scattered thunderstorm by late this afternoon into this evening. Our high right around 65. Tonight, scattered thunderstorm possible this evening, then clearing, our low 54. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 70. On Saturday, partly cloudy,
with a high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 46.
Give you an idea how awkward I am at parties. This is a true story. I'm at one, and there's a guy there whose name I should know, but I don't know it. But I keep thinking it's Winston, you know, which is not the kind of name you want to gamble at. So this is true. I grabbed another friend of mine at the party, and I said, I have a weird assignment for you. I want you to, just for a second, pretend like your name is Winston. All right, you see that guy there? I want you to walk to the other side of that guy, but in a straight line past him. So I'm just looking in one direction, and then I'm gonna go, hey, Winston! And if the guy in the middle goes, yeah, then you just walk away. Your assignment is complete at that point. But if the guy in the middle looks like he's confused, I need you to go, yeah? And then I'll talk to you again, I guess. So my friend thinks I'm twisty, and he's like, all right, let's do this. He walks to the other side of the guy, so I go, hey, Winston. And the guy in the middle looks like he's confused. So I look at my friend, and he says, my name's Winston. Yeah, terrific. I was looking for any random Winston. Your name's Winston? Come on over, let's have a chat. I'm in the mood to talk to a Winston. I had one line and he blew it. His line was, yeah.
Good morning, 6:38, coming up at 7 o'clock this morning. We have Mark Eichner from the Racine Concert Band is going to be in studio with us talking about their Case High School concert and the summer concert series at the Racine Zoo. I'm Don Rose, and thanks for joining us here for local news and timeless hits at WRJN. And, of course, the Beach Boys, California Girls.
Well, East Coast girls are hit by really those styles they wear, and the southern girls with the way they talk, they knock me out when I'm down there. The Midwest farmer's daughters really make you feel all right, and the northern girls with the way they kiss, they keep their boyfriends warm at night. I wish they all could be California. I wish they all could be California. I wish they all could be California girls. The West Coast has the sunshine and the girls all get so tan. I dig a fringe bikini on Hawaiian island girls, buy a palm tree in the sand.
Time of year, don't you love hearing the Beach Boys when it gets warmer? They're fine in the winter as well. You know, like here, but when it starts gets warming out, when it gets warm outside, you got to hear the Beach Boys, California Girls, at local news and timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. Thank you for joining me here this morning. A 61-year-old German man with terminal cancer's in the news because he spent months training an AI, artificial intelligence, to act like him so he can interact with his family and answer questions, even when he's gone. Now, you could tell it your thoughts and memories so it learns to mimic your personality, your voice. It can even generate new ideas similar to what you might think up. Now, they asked the guy 150 questions about himself and his life. He spent several weeks answering them at length. He's the first customer for a service called Eternos that creates your own artificial intelligence double. It's not cheap, but $10,000 to $15,000, and you kind of live forever. That's a one-time cost, by the way. Your family will never have to pay anything again, and there's already a wait list to sign up for it. I don't, does it sound creepy to you that, you know, your loved one is going to live on through artificial intelligence? You're not really speaking to your loved one. I mean, occasionally I'll go to my phone and listen to voice messages from my mom, but that's really my mom. This isn't really your mother or father. It's a computer that sounds like your mother and father. So I'm not sure. I listen to my mom's voicemail, even when I watch old videos of her on my phone talking and stuff. But that's really my mom. 6:42, local news, timeless hits, WRJN with Dion DiMucci.
Oh, I'm the type of guy who will never settle down. Where pretty girls are, well, you know that I'm around. I kiss them and I love them, cause to me they're all the same. I hug them and I squeeze them, they don't even know my name. They call me the Wanderer.
Morning, 6:45. Looking for partly sunny weather today. Chance of showers and thunder bumpers with a high near 65. Right now it's sunny and 47 degrees at Radio Park. Here's Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
I lost my blood before. Got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. The others were untrue. But when cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me
David Clayton Thomas and the group Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN, 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and the legendary, and I mean legendary, AM frequency of 1400. Hey, it's 6:49. Thanks for joining us here on this Thursday morning. And we're looking for a partly sunny day today. Now, we do have a chance of showers and thunderstorms. As a matter of fact, they call them likely, so I guess we'll have it later on today. I'm about to mow that lawn sometime this morning. We're doing that no-mow May thing in the backyard. I can't believe how high the grass is. I have to bring somebody in with a machete to bring it down to size so I can mow it. Highs near 65 today. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Lows around 54. Now, for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, sunshine throughout the entire time period. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. 66 the high tomorrow, 70 on Saturday, 69 on Sunday. 48 degrees and sunny right now at Radio Park at 6:50. And if you're not happy with Biden or Trump for president, 2,000 Americans were asked which celebrity they'd like to have for president. And The Rock did not come out number one. Number nine was Mark Cuban, preceded by Elon Musk, Bill Gates, Matthew McConaughey. What's he doing there at number seven? Oprah came out at number six. George Clooney at number five. Clint Eastwood at number four. Now, here's a guy I wouldn't mind seeing as president because I trust him. Tom Hanks. You always trust Tom Hanks. Number two was The Rock, Dwayne Johnson. And number one, the person we most want to see as president if we had to pick a celebrity, Denzel Washington.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go, but I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there, providing hot meals, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding.
To learn more, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help.
Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fountain Hills Apartments in Racine has an incredibly rare opening for a one-bedroom apartment. If you or someone you know would like to live at Fountain Hills, named number one for senior living in Mount Pleasant by senioradvisor.com, now is your chance. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. To grab this rare one-bedroom apartment, see fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. Of course, we'll follow the Bucks through the playoffs and bring you Badgers and Packers when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour, now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at the Personal Touch by Julie, Racine's trusted experts in floral artistry for over 40 years. Just in time for graduation, they deliver beautiful, handcrafted arrangements right to your doorstep. It's an experience that boasts unparalleled floral design stemming from family traditions. On the corner of Spring Street and Newman Road in Mount Pleasant, go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and immediately receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificate. WRJN Big Deals.
W-R-J-N. It's a little old lady from Pasadena.
A little old lady from Pasadena.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
Has a pretty little flower bed of white gardenia.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
But parked in a rickety old garage is a brand new shiny red super stock dog.
Everybody's saying that there's nobody mean, and that the little
WRGN Local News, Timeless Hits. How about the Four Seasons, huh?